The views and opinions expressed on Analyze This are entirely those of the on-air participants and do not reflect those of the station's board, management, staff, or underwriters.
And we're back here on Analyze This, and we got a late week table talk. I got Donald Luxcool joining me here on the studio he's on the line. I'm here in the studio out of St. Thomas. I was looking for the 400 meter race on YouTube, but I can't find it. But I gonna keep looking. But she did defend her title with a victory in the 400 meter hurdles. It says Smith blazed through the track to secure a commanding win with an impressive time of 56.28 seconds, capturing the attention of all present with her speed. A victory was a highlight amidst a day of intense competition, showcasing her as a standout athlete at the event. And I think we're looking to see who finished second in that under 20. So we're going to pull that up. Marnie, once again, Mr. Majority Leader, glad to have you on.
Good morning, Mr. President. We're glad to be back and the viewing and listening audience.
President, please, right? You know it is.
President, please.
We're good with that. So check this out. That's cool. Boy competition is Saturday. And I had on Osbert Potter earlier in the week, and we were doing some reminiscing about music back in the days. I had no idea that he was a manager for Dread Ones back in the day, man.
Yeah, man. Feedback was a manager for Dread Ones, whistleblowing. You remember that?
The whistleblowing, yeah. And I spoke with a guy. So as fate would have it, Pata and I had this conversation on Tuesday. And then yesterday, I saw a member of the band who tell me he originally were playing with Dread Ones, the boy Lugo. He did play trumpet.
Yeah, Rufus used to play with the band. I wonder if Rufus been calling.
Yeah, he didn't sync right now. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I think he was working with law enforcement over the years. But he said he played with Dread Ones, and then ultimately he joined the Imaginations Brass. Your check, yeah. So that was it. Yeah, I had totally forget about whistleblowing. I know. Hey, had win the road match. Your check, yeah. Backbone for Eddie and the Movements, and hey, those were the two road match winners in between the four that Mandingo had win. Remember, Mandingo had Eva May and Man for She in the late 70s, and then in 82 and 83 they had Halfman and Traffic Tight. Your check. Yeah. So, but in between in 80 and 81, it were Backbone and Dread Ones. So, I had a lot of great bands over there. Can we even mention? B, that's four bands right there, no? Mandingo, Dread Ones, Imaginations Brass, Eddie and the Movements. Wow. And we didn't even mention the great Milo and the Kings.
Mm-mm. You mentioned Milo and the Kings in the song Tobago Sing. Milo and the Kings done beat them down in Trinidad already. You know what I mean?
They had a nice album, man. They had a nice album with the Bomba, the Bomba Cruiser, the Bomba Charger, whatever it was on the front of the album.
Yeah. The band was there, but you know, they were a lot of them were in school.
Yeah. Oh, so, you're talking about for Dread Ones?
For Dread Ones.
Yeah. So no, I'm talking Milo them had a nice album with the Bomba Charger on the front of it. How You Want Me Come?
Yeah, definitely, yeah. But Milo been around forever, man.
Yeah. They were on the backside of their greatness because they were dominant from in the 60s and the 70s, you know what I'm saying? So,
And Milo and the Milo brothers, you know, created that to the band. You had Tremil and then you had Quayla, who was with Eddie and the Movements, and then the Awesome Jam Band.
Yeah.
And so those three brothers.
But let me tell you something.
And the Tramals, they were Milo family created.
But let me tell you something. Emil Francis is one of the greatest Virgin Islanders in the history of the Virgin Islands. Emil Francis, Milo himself. You check? Loved by everyone, man. And,
yeah, man.
And a man tell me, right, that when them band come from Puerto Rico, ain't nothing Milo them like to do. But play salsa music to let the band from Puerto Rico know we can play salsa just as good as Ayo.
And them I used to jam salsa. Them I used to play with Grand Combo.
Yes. And Cortijo and them big band. Yeah, man.
Big band, man. I used to hang with them up in New York in the Palato. Them I used to be up there jamming, man. You know what I mean? And they turn on the salsa. They want to know, well, what Spanish country this band come from? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, look, the master, the ranking member has joined the conversation. The one only Rocky Labor. Out of St. John. Good morning, Mr. Ranking Member. Glad to have you on.
Good morning, all the president's men and the hand of this guy. Sorry about lateness. I was on an errand, as you know. Everybody got a little issue here.
Yeah, there, yeah. Hey, look. Once again, condolences. Has the family had the funeral yet?
No, it's on the 13th.
Oh, the 13th. Okay. Condolences to you and the family once again on the last year, brother, man.
Sure, man. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
So, thank you.
Yeah, so we were talking about the you know, we're in carnival now, right? You know how the slang that go? It's carnival, baby. You know what I'm saying, right?
Yeah.
So we're in carnival. When April come, you know this carnival mode we're in, right?
So
I was speaking about the greatness of Emil Francis and Milo and the Kings.
Oh, Milo them.
Look. Milo was, right, the if it weren't the Virgin Islands band, it was definitely the St. Thomas Island band until the other band then pick up. If the one band were dominant, was Milo and the Kings back in the day.
Listen, guys, back in 1993, I did what we call Milo and the Kings in concert, Fishman Reef Ballroom. We brought back all of the players that Milo had helped along the way, and they came for a reunion. That jam pack the first time a local show, you know, Fishman Reef jam. You know, no. Everybody got to go outside and ask. That's how packed it was. Yeah, I'm telling you, Fishman Reef, because I done it with the movements, with Eddie, with Jamban.
Yeah.
Because, you know, in those days, Jamban, them used to play all over the place, but next thing you know, you got to fight. So I said, man, something got to be wrong with this picture here. So I took him to French Line Bar Room. Nick Purcell was the manager at the time. And when, just up to the day, we were about to do it, it was like a Friday, and like a day like Wednesday, Nick called me in for, you know, finalizing all of that. So he said, what's the name of the band again? I said, Jamban. He said, no, you got to be kidding. You bring a Jamban in my barroom? I said, yeah. He said, man, this guy's been having a time. Doctor used to know this. These guys used to go out crazy. Listen, I said, we can't cancel it now. So we got to go with it. Man, it turned off with a hitch. But then I brought in Milo and the Kings. And Milo and the Kings was, if you go to YouTube, you can see it up to now. You know, you can see Milo and the Kings in 1993. Milo was one of the pioneers of music around here.
So hold up a second. You honored them. Did they perform that night?
That's right. The whole band.
Wow.
Milo and the Kings.
Wow.
All of the guys that played with him before, who came out to practice horn, guitar. All them guys were there. If you go to, you like to pull up things.
You know that.
You pull up YouTube now, and you will see Milo and the Kings 1993. You'll see all of them.
I gotta go look for
you'll
it.
See all them,
you know when they show that, I gotta go look for it. You know, Rocky, remember the three-way conversation I had with me, you, and Bai, right? But they live in New York, and we found out that he and Alvis Christian were best of friends. Your partner from St. John,
right?
His brother is Colin Wesselhoff, you know.
Oh,
His oldest brother.
Oh, yeah.
And Carly was a great trumpet man, a great trumpet man back in the day. Yeah.
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 Big man with Milo.
Big man with Milo, yeah. With Milo. And of course, Dr. Yeah. Sax. Dr. Sax.
Oh, yeah.
Ira Meyer is a great sax man. And then it had a man named Coggins, and next man named Pepsi, all them, and Tobago. Tobago was a singer, right, Dogs?
Yeah, Tobago was a bar singer. He said, in 1974, not a senator in front me, though. When I vote you as Democrat, I want you to represent me as that. And I will come up on a hand. The next day, you done got Republican.
And of course.
The next one. The next one was Support Your Own.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Remember that? Yeah, yeah. I remember that one. Yeah, and look, for those who don't know, his nickname is Tobago. His name is Warren Estrada. You know what I'm saying? And
Super Jackie,
and he used to be a racetrack caller there at Clinton Phipps and all that. And as Eleanor Estrada, brother, right? Eleanor Estrada from Mona Barnes' mother. That's her brother.
Okay.
So, well, let me tell you something, right? I got a joke for you, but you know, Milo was he worked for the Department of Recreation for a lot of years, right?
Right, right.
Them boy, JJ Marks and Rudy Clark, and that whole group had a horse in St. Thomas named Hell Broke Loose.
Uh-huh.
Right? A gray horse. Rocky, when you see him in the saddling area, he looked like a goat. And then they want to know, because remember when he first comes in credit, they said, but that's Hell Broke Loose. So we looking at him in it's a big race, so they saddle them in the infield, not the paddock area, they bring them in the infield for the track, for the grandstand, so everybody could see it. And they said, that gray looking dog there ain't Hell Broke Loose. My son, when the gate open, the rest of them wish he were a dog. When my piece, he shut off. But the reason why I wanted to bring up Hell Broke Loose, it had one horse, right? That had Hell Broke Loose number.
And
it was a filly by the name of Just Eat It, owned by Emil Francis Milo. Mm-hmm. Well, look now. You know, with man, right? There's always a woman who could calm them down, right? Just Eat It. For whatever reason, she had no problem taking it to Hell Broke Loose, my son. Mm-mm.
Well, yeah, because every man say Hell Broke Loose was just following her behind. They didn't want to pass her.
Following her behind because she was looking at the end. Yeah. But those were the days. And then, of course, you know, Milo passed on later on, Rocky, in that decade. And Starlights won the road march because they had this one is for Milo, right?
Yeah, I think.
Wadabli with Starlights. And that won the road march, I believe, in 1998. Yeah, man. Yeah. So
you know what it was? That was a real concerted effort to honor Milo, you know.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. But even though you might look at it from that perspective, right? It was actually a beautiful song, man. Look, that was a deserving road match. As a matter of fact, Kaiser Calwood, his mother said that song there. She loved to hear that song. Hey, I didn't know. This Pata tell me on Monday, Kaiser was a junior Calypso king, man. I pull up the story. I was looking to find out about the Mighty Chicken Wing, right? And I found out. Yeah, and there's a partner told me that Kaiser was a Calypso King, and then I saw a story on the source from back in 2004 when he won the Junior Calypso Monarch, man. So Kaiser, hey, got a whole heap of talent in this place, Rocky and Ducks, man.
Kaiser been in everything. Kaiser been in everything, and Kaiser is a great Virgin Islander.
Yeah, man.
Kaiser don't care. Yeah. Kaiser does promote. and he's there. No. So big every time for Kaiser.
Without a doubt.
Neville.
Yeah.
We got talent there.
Yes, sir.
But to me, Calypsonians, we have a lot of great ones. But to me, the most clever one of all times, Louis Aibo.
Louis Aibo. Louis, hey.
That's right.
He had to retire. He had to retire from the Calypso Monarch. You were winning so much.
No, never. You see, that's a problem we got in the VI. If you win a lot here in this place, people want you to lose. I mean, I don't understand that kind of mentality. We it happened to Wadabli. Wadabli sang, he sang about it. then Aibo sang about it. And I could almost write a song about it.
Rocky.
Because after my seventh straight
Rocky, you know what
you gotta go.
Rocky, you know what you call it? You don't call it voter fatigue. We tired of the same person getting it all the time, man. Voter fatigue. Yeah. We went through it here on St. Croix. Derby.
Yeah.
Derby was dominant Calypso Monarch in St. Croix and the Virgin Islands. Yeah.
Dominic is one of the best ever. Yeah, one of the best ever.
Yeah. So we were talking about that. And,
but you want to call him? Hey, Neville, you want to call Dobby? He's a hired assassin.
Yes, sir. hey, if the price is right.
That's right.
If the price is right, whoever the person running against, they're in trouble because he's going to find something about Emerson. Yes, sir.
That's for sure.
Hey, by the way, Rocky, the greatness of the show again is its audience. The boy Rudy Krieger done send me the video already, man.
Yeah, Rudy,
Rudy done send me the video already, man. Well. B.
Listen, you see. A lot of those guys died, you know.
A lot of them.
But that was the last big show.
Vargrave told me. Vargrave was the one who told me. He said, Neville, when them band come from Puerto Rico, they got a walk cut off for them. Because when Milo them kicking with that salsa, you want to know if Milo's a salsa band before a calypso band. That's how good their song playing salsa, man.
Listen.
Latin music. Yeah, man.
Listen. Milo them was so good, they had a song called Recuerdito. Recuerdito was a song that is a real bolero that they did on their own. Listen, when we were honoring him, this was a big hit at the Argy and MCU's every morning on the show. I mean, really, this was Miguel Mareo used to do that. That was his song.
And don't forget, they were the house band for the one we had at Hilton, up on the Hilton content, right?
Yeah, man.
No, Milo and the Kings were a great band, man. And anytime we get a chance to recognize our own, we definitely gonna do that. Hey, we'll take a break when we come back. Look, them out. I find out that in 2022, Trump had to go to a bank dug in Dominica. To keep social media app open, Truth Social, a bank named Paxson Bank, dug in Dominica, so the Caribbean come true again for Trump, again. Okay. So we gonna talk, but that don't we come back. We'll be back right after this for the lead. For the table talk here on Analyze This.
Bank of St. Croix has something for everyone. With two locations, the Bank of St. Croix provides personal and business checking accounts, online banking, and mobile apps for banking on the go, a nonprofit community investment checking account, and a 24-hour banking cash management platform. Bank of St. Croix, Gallows Bay, Bank of St. Croix, Peters Rest, and online, bankofstcroix.com. For details about our nonprofit community investment checking account, our service specialists are ready to help. Bank of St. Croix, member FDIC.
As the news gets more complex and changes through the day, you need more than just a quick headline check. Here and Now keeps you connected to your world between Morning Edition and All Things Considered, as the news and the people shaping it are changing in real time. I'm Robin Young. Follow along on Here and Now, NPR News weekday afternoons.
From 2 to 4 on WTJX-FM, your NPR station in the Virgin Islands.
Race is complicated. On Code Switch, we don't dumb it down for you.
And on Life Kit, we have advice on everything from money to mental health.
It's Code Switch and Life Kit from NPR.
Saturdays at 2 p.m. on WTJX FM.
Hi, I'm Peter Sagal. You spent the week listening to the news. Don't you think you deserve to show off what you've learned on Wait, we give you a chance to impress your friends with your knowledge of international incidents, political gaffes, and the latest advancement in German nudists. You'll be the life of the party or the death. Either way, you'll make an impression and you can thank Wait, Don't Tell Me from NPR.
Saturdays at 1 p.m. and Sundays at 2 p.m. right here on WTJX FM 93.1, your NPR station in the Virgin Islands.
Get informed with Analyze This as former Senator Neville James features Virgin Islands newsmakers from around the territory and beyond. Neville dives deep into politics, art, culture, history, and sports. Analyze This, weekdays from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on WTJX 93.1.
Come back in with that one there, gentlemen, because it was requested. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Wadabli really was a genius for children. When you hear them lyrics, he really know what he was doing, man. Seriously.
Serious lyricist, man. He was one of the best. God bless his soul,
yeah,
man.
God bless his soul. And again, right? We owe it to the public. Remember, we tell the public Tobago real name Warren Estrada. Wadabli is St. Clair da Silva. Right?
Yes.
I used to tease him and let him know that the silver you got in it is a likelihood, even though you're born and you come from out of Antigua, you got some Portuguese in you. Because remember, Ducks, they had a great track star named Ropes in da Silva out of Brazil. And then the UFC boxer, right?
Yeah.
I forget. Right. Yeah. Yes. His name was da Silva too. I forget his first name. Anderson, I think it's Anderson da Silva.
Yeah. Anderson, you're a big champion.
Yeah. I think it's Anderson da Silva. Yeah. So what he's in with W1 there. So you got some Portuguese in here. You didn't even know. Yeah. Yo, Chuck. Hey, this politics thing in America, you know something? We might be pro-Biden, pro-Trump, whomever it is, pro-independent and all that stuff. But, gentlemen, we've had this discussion over and over again. The love of money, right? How would I go, Ducks? The love of money is the root of all evil, right?
Yeah. Now, money is the root of all evil. That man said, no, it's not money. It's the love of money.
The love of money is the root of all evil.
Yeah.
And we are finding out with each passing day that the money comes from every single angle. Doc's call is ridiculous. When I read this story about Truth Social, right? Apparently what happened in 2021 after the January 6th incident, right? Trump had a problem. He wanted to create this website because, you know, he had Twitter, Facebook, all that stuff. So he wanted to do his social media app and he named it Truth Social.
He was blocked from Twitter.
He was blocked. Correct. He got blocked from Twitter. So he created this Truth Social. But he was having problems, right? Getting loans from banks. I remember all the bank them are shutting down too, right?
Yeah.
They didn't want nothing to do with him, right? So they come to find out now, here's the story, right? Apparently in 2021, right? Hold on there. I want to make sure I read this. The new details about the trust are drawn from documents including Paxum Bank records showing Postolnikov, and this is a Russian fella, having access to the trust account. The papers that created the trust showing as its settler, a lawyer in St. Petersburg, Russia, and 3 years of the trust's financial transaction. They said Paxum Bank does not offer loans in the U.S., as it lacks a U.S. banking license and is not regulated by the FDIC. Postolnikov appears to have used the trust to loan money to help save Trump Media and the Truth Social platform because his bank itself could not furnish the loans. So I want to go to you first, Doctor, and then Rocky. Doctor, you see the extremes that people will go to access money just so that they could have a platform where they could continue to push their narrative and all that stuff. When you're running for office in America and the voters hear, but wait a minute, you're going to outside countries to get money because you can't get money in America, that should be an automatic disqualifier. But in this case, with him, it's the reverse. It's like a validation that he need to go to Dominica or Russia, wherever it is, so that the playing field could be level because they treat any unfairly. How come they got different rules for Doc Cole and Rocky Libor and Neville James as opposed to big wigs like Donald Trump and the rest of them? What really going on in America? It's really a two-tier system that exists in America right now, Doc Cole?
Two-tier, you could take it all the way down, two-tier, three-tier, four-tier, all the way down when you deal with the hierarchy. Neville, the Supreme Court of the United States of America is the culprit for what you see happening with this money when they say that you can get money from any place. Anybody can support. And these parts that these guys set up now to continue to perpetuate, right, their ideology, and they found Neville the perfect individual to do that, because this guy, Donald Trump, if Donald Trump is not the most talked about person in this,
yes,
our
sir.
Universe.
Yes, sir.
Right, Neville?
Yes,
and Rocky?
Yes, sir. And the audience. Yeah, man.
And the audience.
Yeah, man.
In nobody. Look how we done talk about Donald Trump all the time. Right, Neville? You understand what I'm saying, Rocky?
Yes, sir. They got Tom that I use. He done push the needle, Pops.
He pushed the needle and getting money from Russia. That Russia connection that was investigated, we know that it didn't come to an adjudication where he was found guilty, right? But here you have all throughout his money problems that he have had. Russia is always a central part in this. And Russia is, again, in this upcoming election, Neville, is a part in it, because they are now funding political PACs to disseminate information about Biden and put all of these things out there about Biden.
Yeah, we got Tom for it, and you know, they call it Ganda.
shot for
propaganda, but we don't say Ganda. Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. Okay. So
Rocky laughing.
He's a central architect in this whole process, because what is Putin's agenda is to show the rest of the world and the democratic world that
the West,
it's problems with democracy.
And the West. Everything is the West. The West. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
There's problems in democracy, and our way is the best way to go, to be an autocrat. And he is fueling that message, utilizing the former president at the top, because they know of his financial problems.
That's what, you know, something, you bring up an excellent point there. And Rocky, that's how the game of life is, right? When you find somebody weakness, you know, use it to your benefit, right? And they say, right, the situation with January 6th, right, led Trump media to take emergency loans, including from an entity called ES Family Trust, which opened an account with Paxson Bank, a small bank registered on the Caribbean island of Dominica that is best known for providing financial services to the porn industry. Could you imagine this, Rocky? This type of thing, right, Rocky? Supposed to be automatic disqualifier for evangelicals, right? And the evangelicals are the biggest base within the Trump campaign. This man's so good, he really flipped the script, Rocky, and got the same people them who claim that they against abortion, they against all this, they're self-righteous, and they supporting he blind, Rocky Leibold. Blind.
Yeah, but Neville, what we're missing is that Trump, from the inception, had an assault on the Constitution and democracy.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of his main focus he came in with. And then those people out there who fall in that category, they feel that everybody against them. Nobody want to hear what they have to say. They don't have no voice. So when Trump began to use that as his platform, those people say, you know what? I don't care what people say about him. At least he's there for us. So what we are facing is that regardless of what anybody says, it doesn't matter. And you go to Russia, Russia's people helped him. You think he done it back on him now?
Hold on a second, Rocky. Rocky, hold on a second. Is that the applicable question? Or is the question, can he turn his back on them?
Well, I don't know.
Hey, Ducks, he laughing. He can't answer.
I don't believe he would. Rocky,
remember how them Russian don't play for keeps or no?
Yeah.
The term we don't use, they don't pay with them. Once you're in with them, deliver the goods or they will find you.
Yes. Right, that's right. But listen, guys, you know what they tell us? We have a major problem in America, you know?
Yes, we do.
A major problem, because what they're saying is the capitalist society,
yes, sir,
must come down.
Yes, sir. What they're doing
is taking it down piece by piece. And they need a conduit.
You know, Rocky, you're absolutely correct, you know. This isn't just about being disruptive. They really want to burn this thing to the ground.
Yes, sir. Never let me add something else to that. Long ago, when the countries were developing back in the 40s, you know that everybody used to be taking care of families, communities used to grow. Everybody was taken care of. And those people who had excessive money, they used to be taxed very high. They used to be taxed higher than normal. So you didn't have all these billionaires that you see out there now, because the tax was so high that there was very limited amount of money.
Yeah.
But guess what? The money was used now to buy up all political people, and so that you get taxed less.
You're right, and you know something, Rocky. One of the reasons, because you just spoke about loyalty and say and about from a perspective that Trump ain't gonna leave them. Me and Ducks know that the term is can't, but let me use ain't for the purposes of this discussion. He ain't gonna leave them, and that's the same reason why those rich people you're talking about ain't leaving Trump neither. Because remember, he was big on tax breaks. Right?
Yes.
And because of that, there's a sense of loyalty, because he did something to their bottom line by reducing taxes, even if it came at the expense of the country. You follow what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And that's what we're dealing with. By the way, Ducks, I keep telling Ayo, you know, right, that my this program we got here, like Ayo said, this thing we got here, so rich, right? Ducks, one of my listeners, and you know he good, I ain't going to call his name. He didn't tell me to call his name, but he also said, remember we just spoke about the love of money, right? He sent me some scripture. He said, right, a feast is made for laughter and wine maketh merry, but money answereth all things. And this is Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 19, the King James Version, right? And he said, we always hear about the love of money being the root of all evil, but very few quote this verse. So in other words, right, it could also be for good use and for enjoyment and all that stuff. You check what I'm saying? Yes. But we know this, Docs, because in life, right, something could serve a good purpose and it could serve a bad purpose. And that's why
everything have a balance. It has
correct.
Its opposite. Correct. You have good, you have evil,
I learned about hey, Docs, going forward, I could quote Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 19, going forward, thanks to my audience, yeah, man. Rocky, I there in Sunday school and a Thursday morning here and WTJX, man. Yeah.
I think I know the person, but I just
want to. I know you're not the person.
Yeah, Daddy Friday had a song called Hitman.
Number one, Hitman. Yeah.
Yeah.
We have economic hitmen in this place throughout. I just wanted to allude to the fact that you talk about the hitman and capitalism.
Yes.
Economic hitman. Mm-hmm. All kind of hitman around here. You have economic hitman and Daddy Friday put that in Hitman.
Wow.
The Japan song Hitman.
Hitman. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Son, this thing really sick. This thing really cyclical for Joe. Milo had a big ass name, Hitman comes in Korea, nearly kill me over here one time.
I thought the Hitman was rough.
Hitman comes in Korea. Look, when the gate open, they man is super Hitman turn. Rocky, from the gate. They went 7-4 along that day there, from the gate. Hitman, he had a tall dude named Walla. You know Walla, Docs.
I know Walla.
A tall dude named Walla used to be Milo, man of business. But we keep talking about this, you know, Docs and Rocky. And when Rani's on, we have keep mentioning there is way too much money in American politics nowadays. This thing is bad, right? And it looks like, based on what Rocky said, and he's true, Putin and those guys over there, and what the next one name? From Hungary, Viktor Orban, I think his name is right.
Yeah,
they know that the American thirst for money is so great that they could manipulate the terrain by waving it and making it available to those who want to be in power. Here on the western side, and it has to be reined in at some point because this thing is bad. I'm serious. It's bad. It's way too much money.
America, brother.
Way too much $1 billion campaign seeking public office. You gotta pay back. You gotta pay back somebody, right, Rocky? Somebody gotta get paid back.
Of course, but listen,
Hold that thought right there. I pick it up with you when I come back right after this. Take our final break. Be back right after this.
PBS NewsHour has a rich legacy of in-depth reporting and strong storytelling.
Only four people have sat in that chair before us, and the enormity of this moment is not lost on me. People turn to us because they know they can hear from trusted sources of information and news.
That won't change a bit, even as the faces behind the desk change.
Good evening. I'm Jeff Bennett.
And I'm Amna Nawaz.
Weekdays at 7 p.m. on WTJX TV, Channel 12.
He said that black smoke was constantly coming out of the burn pits 24/7. And my reaction to it was like, wow, that doesn't sound very safe. I wonder what that's about. And in my mind, I couldn't imagine at the time that type of system operating could potentially harm our service members.
Journalism that seeks and reveals. That's On Point with me, Meghna Chakrabarty.
Weekdays at 1 p.m. on WTJX FM 93.1, your NPR station in the Virgin Islands.
Morning Edition takes you across this country and around the world with stories that keep you informed and the context to understand what matters. The news comes at you quickly, but we slow it down to examine each story from different angles and give perspective on what might happen next. A brand new day comes with new possibilities and a new edition of Morning Edition from NPR News.
Morning Edition, weekdays at 5 a.m. to 8 a.m. on WTJX FM 93.1.
You know a good story when you hear it. Makes you feel, laugh, think. Sometimes you get a little teary. I'm Scott Simon, host of Weekend Edition Saturday, and each week we bring you stories from around the country and around the world. Stories that help you learn, make you smile, catch you by surprise. Please join us every Saturday for the news you need and the stories you won't forget.
Weekend Edition, Saturdays at 9 a.m. on WTJX FM 93.1, your NPR station in the Virgin Islands.
And we're back here and analyze this on a great discussion, a late week table talk, a Thursday table talk. And this is nice. I got Rocky Leibert joining me from St. John. He's the ranking member. Numero uno la papeleta. Good morning, Mr. Leibert. Mr. President, glad to have you on.
Good morning, Mr. President. Good morning to the listening audience.
That's what I'm talking about.
And the handler.
And, of course, we got the handle himself. That's right. You mentioned him. Rocky. You and he's the handler, no, but he actually is the one holding it. I said, me and Ronnie is the blade, right? Me and Ronnie is the blade. I just want to make that clear. Like I just say over there, see, that my clear, right? Mr. Majority Leader Donald Duck Cole, three term senator, and most recently Majority Leader of the 30th Legislature. Good morning, Senator Cole. Glad to have you on.
Good morning, and I'm present, please, after my sabbatical.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, I like that terminology. Rocky, you wanted to say something real quick before I bring up something that happened over there in Gaza.
No, I was saying that you see this whole issue about democracy and what's happening in the world, and you're talking about money. We could bring it home now, you know. You know me, I like to come home a little bit because I'm a proud Virgin Islander. So this is how I feel. What's happening there now is that people in the Virgin Islands now are feeling we hate all the talk about money, but they don't see it. They don't feel it. It's not permeating through the community that they would want to see. And then there's rumors. Wait, me finish. There are rumors I heard that we're going to get foreign folks coming in there to do work and all of that. But guess what? We have a lot of people in doing work, want a job here. We got to find a way to get them. Of course, they don't go out the normal way, but we may have to just change our ways about how we go about things. But it's a real innovative, creative concept that thinking that has to go because we've gone through a lull. I mean, really, I really worried about how we are and where we're moving. And like I said, democracy is on the assault. And when that becomes assault, come real to us home, it might be too late.
Well, my son. Well, you know, before I let Doc's voice an opinion on that, that's the purpose that we serve here on the radio, Rocky. Right? We need to alert those to the sentiments, right, of the population, of the masses, right, and also let them know that time waits for nobody. You know what I'm saying? And we got to deliver the goods, right? We've heard of this big number. Right? The number is now 15 billion in Iraqi. 15 billion. Right? And you're right. You know, things take time, but we need to see some of these tangible, right, improvements that are supposed to harden, you know, our infrastructure, make us more resilient. And you know, we can only do but so much. Remember now, we is generation, we be ducks?
Done.
Generation done? Listen what we're saying, Rocky. We haven't labeled ourselves like this. That's how they label us. You ducks and I are proof that we ain't done because we there right now talking about it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We're recognizing.
Don't let them define you.
No. That's what they say. That's what they say. That's tongue in cheek. We are proof that they might say that, but we are proving them wrong. At least on a daily and weekly basis. Ducks, your comment before I bring up what took place in Gaza this week, that's very, very disturbing. And actually, it actually gives President Biden some leverage. Ducks, comment on what Rocky said, and then let me do what we got to do.
Okay, yeah, the situation with money run things. Money talk and what else works.
You know that, yeah. It's an NPR station, so we can't go there, right? Yeah,
we know what happened, right?
Yeah.
And access to capital is the key, man. And those who have access to capital will be able to get the capital that's available for here. And we have a problem in the Virgin Islands with bonding. And then when they give us the money, Neville, they say we have to match. So the numbers sound good. But when you look at a 10% match and $16 billion, those funds that are being matched, it's highly unlikely that we're able to...
We don't have it. We don't have it. I mean, we just need to be honest. We don't have it. Yeah. Yeah.
We don't have it.
Yeah.
So stop using this thing about we got $15 billion.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
We don't because we can't match it.
Mm-hmm.
Come to the people and say, listen, this is how we can match it. This is what we're going to draw down and how we're going to utilize this money, right, to help this economy and help those of us who are here. That is what has to happen. You know, $15 billion.
Where are we going to get $1,500,000,000 from? Where are we going to get it from?
Yeah.
We don't have it. We need to tell the federal government, look, if you got a problem, right, then come down to the territory, set up a local bank, right? Set up a local bank monitor is the best term, right? Monitor the use because, yo, even when it was 800 billion, even when it was 8 billion, we didn't have 800 million then. We didn't have the 10% then. So how can we have that 10% now? We don't have it.
Right.
You know, we need to be candid. You know, gentlemen, you know, one of the good things about this show is, you know, we talk about a number of different external issues that impact us internally. And, of course, you know, this situation in Palestine and Gaza touches us because a lot of our brothers and sisters, their roots, you know, their family come from the Middle East. You know, something really unconscionable happened this week, right? The World Central Kitchen, right, is devastated to confirm 7 members of our team have been killed in an IDF strike in Gaza. That's the Israeli Defense Forces. The WCK team was traveling in a deconflicted zone in 2 armored cars branded with the WCK logo and a soft skin vehicle. Despite coordinating movements with the IDF, the convoy was hit as it was leaving the Dair al-Bala warehouse, where the team had unloaded more than 100 tons of humanitarian food aid brought to Gaza on the maritime route. Quote, this is not only an attack on WCK, this is an attack on humanitarian organizations showing up in the most dire of situations where food is being used as a weapon of war. This is unforgivable, said World Central Kitchen CEO Erin Gore. The 7 killed are from Australia, Poland, United Kingdom, a dual citizen of the U.S. and Canada, and Palestine. Quote, I am heartbroken and appalled that we, World Central Kitchen and the world, lost beautiful lives today because of a targeted attack by the IDF. The love they had for feeding people, the determination they embodied to show the humanity rises above all, to show that humanity right above all, and the impact they made in countless lives will forever be remembered and cherished, said Erin. The IDF said it is carrying out an in-depth examination at the highest levels to understand the circumstances of the tragic incident. World Central Kitchen is pausing our operations immediately in the region. We'll be making decisions about the future of our work soon. First of all, I want to make something clear, Doug Skoll and Rocky Lay, but WCK, this is World Central Kitchen, not that great band out of Dominica. I want to make that clear, right? That's number one, right? Number two, and I'll start with you, Doug Skoll. If I were Joe Biden, President Joe Biden, Netanyahu can't talk to me for a long, long time, you know. Have nothing to say to me, you know. We there trying to feed people who eating grass to stay alive. And you using this conflict about Hamas man hiding among civilians. And now you've gone so far now that you're killing humanitarians who trying to feed people. I don't want to hear nothing from Netanyahu no more for a long, long time in Odog School. That was me. I know that you go exercise some diplomacy, but they've gone too far, Ducks. Completely.
Neville, on this program, we have spoken about President Biden's approach to dealing with Mr. Netanyahu. The buck stops with the president. They need to shut down all this military aid.
Yes, sir.
Neville.
Yes,
sir. The same bombs that are being used to kill these people, some of them manufactured in the United States, shipped to them.
Yeah, man.
The president have to take a stand. Yes, I understand the Israeli lobby, right? And how powerful it is. But this is above that. This is humanitarian, man.
Yes, man.
The president has to do it. Because if he don't, Neville, if he don't...
He giving the impression to Netanyahu that he could do what he wants and get away with it?
Whatever he wants and thumb his nose at him and all that kind of stuff and making him look like a weak leader in the national front.
Yeah.
He's confronted with that. He's confronted with Ukraine. He has to stand firm and he has to tell Netanyahu, we shutting this bad boy down. Gonna sit down and talk or else shut it down. It needs to happen.
There can't be
no more excuses.
No, sir.
This and we think was that and we think was all of that. No, it can't be. Okay, it got to be shut down. The president have to lead, and that is what the Republicans are using, and they're going to use that, and they're going to use that at the border. They can't work with the economy anymore. They can't work with
yeah, you're right. You're right.
With
you're
what right. was impacting, so they have shifted. And I told you and the audience and the team that those are going to be the two central issues that these guys are going to turn around to put the former president back in the White House.
Yeah.
He already told Putin, you go out there and you do whatever the hell you want over there.
Yeah, with NATO.
Everybody.
Yeah, with NATO. If NATO don't pay, we Bob, do whatever you want to do with them.
Do whatever you want with them.
Yeah. It's crazy.
The buck stops right now. And I'm saying this as a Democrat, registered Democrat,
supported
Democratic policies, as a human being. Looking at what is going on.
That's what this is about. This is a human's right. This is like what Malcolm X said long ago. This ain't a civil rights issue. It's a human rights issue we're dealing with here now. And this is ridiculous. Rocky, I know that you have always told us, be careful with them. It looked like you're right, Rocky.
Listen, guys, leadership is something that everybody wants to lead, but ain't everybody can lead.
That's right.
You know, and it requires a certain... You're going to have a commitment, but sometimes you have to have a commitment to even go against your own. Go against your own people, your friend, your family, those things. And Biden is caught with an ally being...
An aggressor. Yeah.
But he's caught with his ally because they have been able to kind of control or be their eyes and ears in a region.
Yep.
And now they have gone afoul. And Biden is kind of skeptical of how to approach them.
Well, in fairness, in fairness to Biden, Remember when he tell Netanyahu, there's no reason for you to bomb Rafah because the people them leave in Gaza, right?
Yeah, but never.
No, hold on a second. Hold on a second.
Yeah.
And remember Biden, and so Netanyahu get vexed and tell Biden, well, me sending the delegation no more to D.C. And Biden tell him, well, if you don't send them, you don't send them. And then Netanyahu said, well, I'm going to send them down the road anyhow. You check what I'm saying? So he did call his bluff, but you're absolutely correct. We need strength now. We need leadership.
Yep. Neville,
and it ain't happening.
Neville, sometimes you got to go the other,
You got to go against the grain. I agree.
And what is happening here? The president is caught in a rock and a hard place.
Yeah, between our ears.
And the world and all the allies are looking.
Baraki.
America's supposed to be the power.
Baraki, isn't this the opening now, right? For him to tell Netanyahu, you kill one of mine, you know, right? Among these seven people, you kill one of mine, and you have no excuse for it.
Listen.
Just like, because in other words, right? Listen carefully, Rocky, right? If we got a problem with Hamas holding American hostages, then I have to have a problem with you with killing one of mine.
Well, not only that, it's time for them Navy SEAL to start to walk. It's time for operation got to go on now.
I agree, man.
It's like too far. You got to look at her now, and you know, this is actively killing people.
Yeah, man.
I mean,
Rocky.
It goes
Rocky,
against the president.
No, but Rocky and Ducks.
It goes against the president. Compassion.
No, but Rocky and Ducks.
He himself doesn't feel away.
Rocky and Ducks, listen to the sham. The IDF says it is, quote, carrying out an in-depth examination at the highest levels to understand the circumstances of this tragic incident. Hey, we got Tom for that in the Virgin Islands, you know. Blimey. Right? That's a blimey.
Neville, the president have a Tom for that too. Bunch of malarkey.
Malarkey. I like that one. Hey, gentlemen, great discussion this morning, man. And I'm glad we did some reminiscing about Milo and all that stuff. Glad to have you back after sabbatical, Duck School. Welcome back home. Yes. Take care of the plants. And Rocky, again, condolences on behalf of not only WTJX, but the entire audience for analyzing this on the loss of your brother.
Thank you, man. Gentlemen,
thanks a lot. Great show. Talk to you. Okay? Take care. You got it. Great show this morning. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Thanks for the scripture, my brother. I got something to walk with now, right? Ecclesiastes 10, right? Chapter 1. Let me see. I'm not sure I get this right. I got no time running. You know something? I got to go. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye. 10:19. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
The views and opinions expressed on Analyze This are entirely those of the on-air participants and did not...
Weekday mornings are a juggle, sometimes even a struggle. Morning Edition from NPR News eases you into your day and keeps you company through the chaos of a busy morning. Hear interviews that give you context on the day's biggest stories, along with reporting and updates on the latest breaking news. Stay on top of the world with Morning Edition every weekday.
Morning Edition, weekdays at 5 a.m. to 8 a.m. on WTJX FM 93.1.
Human beings have been making music for tens of thousands of years. It brings us together. It has the power to communicate emotions and ideas. It's a profound part of the human experience. Hear the stories behind the music you love and new music you might fall in love with. I'm Raina Duras. Join me for in-depth interviews with artists who are continuing that musical history on World Cafe.
Weekdays at 10 p.m. on WTJX FM 93.1.